This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hello, Julie DMO, and hello all of you wonderful people who listen to us. Thank you for that. And hi, Jewel. How's it going?
It's going. It's going. How are you?
It's going. I'm good. I'm very good. Anytime you have a nice long weekend ahead of you, it's always a good thought. It's always a good thing. I mean, unfortunately, it's the end of summer one, which really it isn't. I mean, well, summer's at the end of, it's in a month from ending officially, but it's okay. It's good. We've had a good summer, and here we are. And people always say, oh, it goes by so fast. Everything goes by so fast, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, here we are, and I hope before we get carried away here, we hope you have a great and safe holiday going forward. So, Julie, I don't know if I mentioned this. We're going to, I went to the Everhart Museum's fundraiser, farm-to-table fundraiser, which was at the Lace Village at Epicurean, Lace by Epicurean, and it was fabulous. Went last year, it was last Friday night, it was packed. I've never been to the inside. I was out at the happy hour, which I've spoken about, but not inside. And of course, I love Epicurean, and my cousin Michelle Cadden and Pat Nasser are the owners of Epicurean, and they do a wonderful job. And my cousin's little daughter, Bailey, she's just like a little professional already, and she's walking around helping and serving, and she's got the poise, and she's got it down pat. She did a great job. But they, again, just hats off to them, because they pulled it off. It was packed with people, packed. The outside for happy hour, and you could go inside, and then the event itself, it was great. So saw a lot of people, whom I haven't seen in a while. Big shout out to my buddy Joe Peters. He was coming in when we were, so we all walked in together, and we just had a great time. His son Max is on the board of the Everhart, and so here we are, and it's a week later, and I just had a great time. I went with Deb Peterson and Randy Williams and Ange Pisani from, she is the president and CEO, I guess that's the title, or executive director, whichever is the proper term of the United Way, and she's doing a great job. I love her. I love her. She's a doll, and we just had a wonderful time. We sat with Linda Lynott and Virginia Chamberlain and Leanna Walsh. We just happened to be at their table, and Dave and Ellen Rudess. And we had a great table and a great time, and we were in a good position at the table. Like, our table was situated very nicely. We had so much fun. So big shout out to the Everhart. It was a great job, and to Epicurean. I just loved every minute, and it was a beautiful night, so that, of course, worked out really well. So, yeah, it was great. So,
is that the first time you've been to Lace Village?
No. Well, to that, I went to the happy hour a couple weeks ago, but to go to be at an event there inside, yes, that was the first
okay.
time.
It's
beautiful,
it's quite
in there.
A beautiful setup, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love Lace Village, as you know. Go ahead.
I know you do. I know. Yeah, well, I watched, you know, construction over the years. It took a long time to rehab that and develop it. And I think for a long time we wondered, would it really happen? Because there were some starts and stops there, as there are with any large project. And it looks like the finished result is just beautiful. And I'm glad they kept that clock tower. So.
It's beautiful. I just love it. I love it that it really is a little village. And it's great. And so many people who I've spoken to who live there, who are about to live there, who want to live there, someone like me, it's great. And when Donnie Rinaldi puts his mind to getting things done, it gets done, and it's phenomenal. I love Donnie and his family, and they're doing a great job, and this just, and people just seem so happy, and those happy hours, those pop-up happy hours work for them, you know, at Epicurean, and to be out there, and to, I'm telling you, there were between 350 and 400 people. I might be exaggerating, but I don't think so. It was packed for that happy hour that we were at, and internally, I don't know how many the Everhart got, but every table was filled. It was fabulous.
That's great.
So, yeah. So just keep it going. It's just one more place that we have, and that you have that outdoor space at the same time. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so we had a good time, Jill. We went and spent the night and had a great time. So I just love going and doing, and you know me, bebopping around, but I love new spots like that. And I'm just, I can't even tell you. I'm lost for words almost. It's just perfect. It really is. So go support it. If
no
you see the pop-up, go.
Yeah, there's no shortage of things to do anymore.
No.
I mean, there was a time when people would say there's nothing to do. Well, you can't say that now. There's new things happening all the time. And I checked out a new place this week, too. I went to Bailey's Cafe in downtown Scranton on Wyoming Avenue. They just opened up. They had their grand opening, I think, 2 weeks ago. And it's a lovely little coffee shop and cafe right there in the Guild Building. And I think, and I know you were there this week, too. I wasn't with you, but you were spotted there as well.
Well, I came right after your meeting.
I know. I just missed you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's lovely there. And what I like about them, I went up to get a latte, and it was fabulous, and the woman at the counter was lovely, and I said, honey, do you have gluten-free things? She said, oh yeah, we have gluten-free wraps and bread, and we have brownies and cookies. She said, I don't have any cookies here at the moment, but this is a gluten-free brownie. I said, that is a gluten-free brownie? And she said, yes. I said, oh my God, it was huge and thick, and it looked delicious. I didn't get any, but I got my latte, vanilla latte, which was delicious. And it's a very comfortable spot, easy to get into. You know, now there are, that building has filled up with a lot of different businesses. So the parking lot is right there, you know, so if you can get a space and you can get in, it's great. I mean, it was very, very convenient. So it's just another one of those things. Larry does a great job. And, of course, Bailey's is up in Dalton, and people love going there. So now there's one here, which is great.
Yeah,
I
enjoyed it. I had a cup of Earl Grey, and I'm, you know, for non-tea drinkers might be saying to themselves, well, You can't go wrong with that. How could you screw up a cup of tea? But you could screw up a cup of tea. If it is not brewed properly and the water is not a rolling boil, it will be gross. And my cup at Bailey's was delicious, just perfect, perfectly brewed. They got it right. So they must have some tea drinkers in the mix there. But it was nice, and I love that there was a parking lot. That is always a big plus for me. And I got the last spot lot when I got there, so I was like, woohoo, I felt like I won the lottery. I quick zipped in there, but it was so easy, so nice, very relaxing, pleasant. So yeah, another new spot that we have to enjoy. It's great.
Right. And I made my own parking spot in true Laurie Cadden fashion. I pulled in, there was nowhere to be had, and there was nothing on the street, like, because everybody, I don't know, there was nothing convenient. So, of course, I pulled in between the two dumpsters, which made a perfect spot, and that's where I was until I wasn't in there long, but, you know, that was perfect. So I kind of made my own, and it was great. It was just great. I always
You're
have a habit of making.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. As long as it did, I guess it's not illegal, so I guess I was okay. But it was great. And like I said, hats off to Larry for bringing this downtown. The staff was very, very kind. The woman, young woman who was at the taking, the orders and at the front desk, and then I could see the chef in the background, and he was very friendly. And that's the thing. You can actually see them doing that. I kind of like that. So, because it's not right near, it's not where you're seated that you have to, but you can still see that what goes on. And I like that. I do. I like it. So yes, it was again, I didn't eat anything, but the latte was done. It was great. And I love a good latte. So, and if they can make their tea well and do it like you do, see, I do not like I love iced tea, but I do not like hot tea. So, because it reminds me of being sick when I was a little girl. My grandmother used to say, "I'm making you tea," so I never got beyond that. That was for tea, for sickness only. So, but yet I love iced tea, And it reminds me of but there was this. Do you remember that show on? I forget which one. I was with Tim Allen, was the tool, he was a carpenter, he and that other guy, I can't remember the name of it.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so his wife
was Tool Time with Tim, right? Is that
there you go, Tool
about?
Time. I was going to say Tool Time. Right. So his wife at the time in one of the episodes, or maybe in several, but at least the one I watched, which is so funny, she belonged to a tea club, and it was a women's tea club. And she was on the phone talking to her friends and, saying, well, they'll definitely have Earl Grey, and they'll have this and love that, and then chamomile and all of them. And when you said that, it reminded me. So he heard her on the phone earlier in the episode, and then later she went to the tea club and came back, and he said to her, "I thought you told me that this was a woman's tea club." And she said, "It is." And he said, "So you're telling me there's no men at this tea club?" And she said, "No, there is not." She said, "It's a women's tea club." He said, "Well, I don't believe you." And she said, why would I tell you it was a women's tea club if it wasn't?" He goes, "Oh, yeah? Then tell me, who the heck is Earl Grey?"
Oh,
get
boy.
It? So he thought Earl Grey was a man's name, which it is, but didn't realize that that was the name of a tea. So every time I hear Earl Grey, it makes me think, and it was funny, I guess you had to be there because, we didn't have, too bad we didn't have like a laugh cam, I could go, laugh when I just said that, or boom, boom. But it was funny when you heard it. So who the heck is Earl Grey? Totally doesn't understand tea and clearly never heard of Earl Grey tea. So, that every time someone says it, I can't help but bring back. And that's a long, long, long time ago. So, anyway.
I can't believe I remember that show.
But I think that's cool that they do, Julie, a tea club. That's kind of neat, don't you think? You go and you sip out of pretty teacups and try different kinds. I think that's a very peaceful kind of get together with your friends. I think that's neat that you drink it. There's something soothing. No, because I don't drink tea, so I couldn't. But there's something about a teacup and a saucer, and drinking it is just really, there's something soothing. It's the same thing with coffee. I know that coffee and tea have high caffeine levels, so it's not like it's, there's calming, but there is. There's a sense of that. And I always look at, I always used to tell my son, Sean, and I tell him now he's in Greece on his honeymoon, and he doesn't like olives. And I said, oh, you better start liking them when you go to Greece because they're all over the place. And so he told me the other day he tried one. But I always, when he was younger, a little bit younger, he never drank coffee. And I said, Sean, how can you not drink coffee? I said, you have to drink coffee. And he said, why? I said, Sean, coffee is a universal peace sign. Like, let's get coffee. Let's talk over a cup of coffee. Let's do that. But it's important to be that, to be, you know, coffee or tea. I mean, whatever. But in this case, it was coffee. So he started drinking, and I think I've talked about this before. Now he loves coffee, and he's sort of semi-addicted, which, of course, we can all get. And so when he said he didn't, neither of my boys will eat olives, and I love any kind of olive. I love them, love them, love
me
them.
Me too.
And so neither of them eat them. And Tommy, the foodie that he is, and doesn't eat olives. But I said to Sean, you have to start eating olives because Sean's wife, Katie, and I, we love them. And she's like, I don't understand it. He eats everything, but he won't do that. I said, I know. And Katie will eat anything. I love it because she eats any food, anything. She's just that kind of a person. I love it. And he is picky and won't eat olives. So I said to him, Sean, you have to start eating olives. It's the universal peace sign. He goes, Mom, you already told me that for coffee. I said, well, this one's for real, extending the olive branch. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, Jewel, because we have to. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caton Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, who produces this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, go right ahead with who you are.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
So, Jewel, lots going on this weekend, not only because it's Labor Day, but it's La Festa time, La Festa Italiana, around the Courthouse Square all weekend long. Friday, which we're already missing because you're listening to us on Saturday. So we have today, tomorrow, and Monday. And the hours are 11 in the morning till 10 at night on Saturday and Sunday. And Monday from, it ends at 8. I think it starts at the same time, right, Jewel? Or is it a little later on Monday?
Yeah, Monday is 11 to 8. Yes,
11 to 8.
It.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So lots of good entertainment, lots of good food that gets packed. It's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise, so that only makes it even more crowded because even the diehards who go, and I love it because they support it, they come rain or shine, but since it's going to be a great weekend and it's got a little chill at night, which is kind of nice, so that's really nice. So we wish them the best. We hope all goes well, as it always does. Because these ladies and gentlemen work so hard lining this up, getting this up. They have the James Menicozzi race prior to, which Leslie Menicozzi Galacci works so hard honoring her brother and doing the work that she does and her committee does to make this race a success. And they work hand in hand with La Festa. It's the perfect, perfect thing. And with a name like Menicozzi, it goes beautifully with La Festa. So I wish them luck. Congratulations, Les, and all you and your family do to honor your brother, which I think is just remarkable. And then the La Festa itself is just a wonderful tradition of great food. And the people who do it, Chris DiMatteo and Frank Blasi and Joe Guido and all those, Karen Clifford and so many men and women who, Annette Blasi and Unico and all these people who are part of this day and the porchetta stand and people just love it and all of the volunteers because no, they could not do this without the volunteers setting it up, getting it ready, all the restaurants and what they bring to the tables, so to speak, and all the extra stuff they have to lug out and rent and get in and the tents and the setup and the sound systems and everybody pulling this off. It is a major undertaking for 4 days of Italian delight, from the music to the entertainment, everything that goes on. It's amazing. My mom, Aunt Kat and RN used to go down every single day, Jewel, and sit there for some period of time. She would just sit, get her some food, sit and enjoy the music, talk and talk and talk to people. She loved every minute of it. And of course, you know, it's great for people to do, for things to, you know, go out and eat food and, you know, it's just everything. We're going to be talking to Chrissy Manuel next segment coming up, and she's going to talk about what's coming up for them. But that theme of food, it's just a comfort. It's a way, it's showing love. It's always, I just love it. And I love it. I could eat Italian food nonstop. So I'm all in for this. Can't do it a lot because of my, not able to eat gluten, but I love it, love it, love it. So congratulations to all who have put this on year after year and hope you have a great year this year. And, we'll be there. I'm actually even going to go, which I haven't been for a while, but I'm I'm going to give it a shot. I'll report next week if I got there, but I'm hoping to on sometime on Sunday. And then also, Jewel, real quickly, talk about the Rail Fest is going on at the same time, which just enhance each other. Talk about a little, Jewel, tell everybody how they can, what they can do with that if they're interested.
Oh, my goodness. Rail Fest is just amazing. A full schedule. They have train rides. This is, of course, at Steamtown National Historic Site, which is 350 Cliff Street in Scranton. So it's right next to the marketplace at Steamtown. So easy to get to. Plenty of parking. And this is a great way to spend a day with the family, take some train rides, do the special attractions. They have all kinds of special programs, walking tours. They're going to have a locomotive shop demo, junior ranger program, photography walking tour and workshop, living history. They're going to have Phoebe Snow roaming through the park to meet and greet all of the visitors. So this is such a fun thing to do. And these are just a couple of things that I'm looking at on their Facebook page right now. The schedule is so full, I couldn't begin to do it justice, even if I took up all three segments. I mean, it's really full. It's a great way to complement your La Festa experience, because you can take a train ride and enjoy some of the programming over at Steamtown and then go eat and enjoy the music and the fun over at La Festa. And you can walk, you know, in between these places too if you want. So I just think it's a wonderful weekend for families to get out there and enjoy themselves. And like we said, there's no shortage of things to do in this area.
Nope.
There's always something great and fun to do. So I'll put all links to all of these events on our Facebook page.
On the website.
But you can just, on Laurie Cadden Show Facebook page. We'll have everything.
Facebook, I said website.
Links to everything
okay,
there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can plan your weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to have Chrissy, as I said, Chrissy Manuel, who is the director of development and communication through UNC, come up next and talk about their wonderful frolic that's happening on the 26th of September, and she'll be right up next. In the meantime, you're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jule, tell them what you form.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Julie. And with us is another lovely woman, one of my faves in town, Miss Chrissy Manuel. Chrissy is the Director of Development and Communications, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, making sure. That was off the top of my head there, baby. For UNC, and we love it. We love UNC. And Chrissy, I'm going to say right up front, I did some work with UNC and therefore worked with Chrissy and Shannon and Lisa Durkin and Marty and all of the gang. And I want to tell you publicly, I'm saying this, it was one of the most rewarding, fun, lovely times of my career in this business, working for the 6 months that I did work with you guys. I loved every minute of being with all of you and the work that you guys do and the work in general, what you do for the community, how open and engaged you are, your new building, which is spectacular, and just everything you do for our community, Chrissy, through UNC is amazing. So I want to, again, thank you publicly for the opportunity. And I love every minute. And Lisa and I have become the dearest friends. And you and Shannon, and I can't even tell you. And then being the worst bingo caller ever for the purse bingo.
That was so fun.
And it was a blast. But I screwed up not once but twice, and I got booed, and not really. But
they are
anyway,
tough.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Tough. But here's the beauty of that, which I like. Because I'm okay with what, you know, it was the first time I ever did it, and I just didn't realize. I thought, oh, I'm having a lot of fun. It's serious, serious business, which, talk about that when that comes down the pike again. But we're here to talk about another wonderful fundraiser that UNC does. It is the, tell me the exact, it's the 17th annual, because I was going to say it the old way, but we have a little bit of a twist.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
We've kind of, first of all, thank you so much, and the feelings are mutual. We adore you, and you're always in Shannon and I's head, probably Lisa's too, but Shannon and I are always talking, you're always in our head, like, what would Lori do? How would she do this? And, you know, that guides us a lot. But we're calling it now, you're welcome, the Frolic. So we were, been around for 17 years. We took some years off for COVID, but so we would be in our 20th something year, but we're in the 17th year because of the years we lost during COVID. But, you know, we started off way back in the early 2000s as the Chocoholic Frolic. Then we expanded to the Chocolate and Wine Frolic as we started to bring more wine in. And now we've just decided to rebrand as the Frolic because, you know, we hear constantly from people like, I love the event, but you know, I would like more savory items, or I don't come to the event because I'm not a chocolate person. I don't drink. So we are like, okay, we need to, clearly we have supporters that want to come to this type of event, but that's not what they want. So we've added, you know, some beer and, you know, we've added coffee for people, you know, who may not want the other drinks.
Yep.
And then we've added savory items. And like, it opens up like working with restaurants that we've never worked with before.
Yep.
No, the frolic.
Well, and Chris
going to be.
Yeah, and I like it. And this year it's called, it's the harvest. Are you changing the type every year, or will you keep? Okay, good. So that's kind of a nice twist, or whatever you're doing. It is because it's this time of the year, right? You do it at this. Mm-hmm. It's September 26th. From 5:30, is it 5 to 7:30?
It's 5 to 7:30, and yeah, we do that because so many people want to come right from work. They want to do a happy hour timeout, and then they're off to something else. So it's perfect for like the way to start off your night out. You know?
Yes. And I like it. And what's always nice in any of these type things is because you get to see some of the restaurants, like you're saying, you give everybody more of an opportunity to see the different types of restaurants, to see the different types of wineries, to see coffees, to see now beers, to be able to experience them in one place, opposed to spending, money and time in one place per night. Now you get a little sampling of what's available. So this has always worked for you guys, this concept, and now expanding it and making it more for everybody's liking. You go in and you have these things there. I think it's wonderful. And I know that when it comes to this type of event, Chrissy, bringing it back, like I said, after COVID, the working, because people missed it and people wanted it. And so you did a little bit of a twist this year too. Now it's at the Hilton. So you're experiencing, it'll be a little bit different. It was, people felt just, give it a shot because it's always good to try new places and see if which one works and which one doesn't and what you stick with. So how did you come about the Hilton and how do you feel about all the plans you've made with that?
Well, part of it is that we've kind of had this idea of like wanting to move it around to different places. We meet with somewhere else next year. There's just a lot of different venues that are out there that we want to check out. Keeps it fresh for people who want to come, experience something a little different each year. We can change it up a little. So we'll see. I mean, we've worked with the Hilton. Donnie, the chef at the Hilton, has always been part of the Frolic in general. So he's going to do a big charcuterie platter with the cheeses, and we're going to have some fun stuff in there, like from our farmers market vendors, since UNC runs two farmers markets, so we're going to have that as an addition. So we just decided to change it up and continue to move the event around.
I think it's great, and I love Donnie. They always participated in at the Cultural Center with their fine food and wine years, and he's a great guy, and he really does a great job, especially when he's doing these type events where he showcases their ability there. He's got a lot of good ideas, and he's so easy and so comfortable to deal with. He's a real likable guy. I love him. Please, when you see him, tell him I send my best. He's really delightful. So, Chrissy, it's sponsored, presented by PNC. It's $50 a person. And talk about what you can expect when you go in. Maybe you want to name a few of the people and the places that people can expect to see when they're in there to give that mix of the options there for everybody.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a tasting fundraiser. It's a happy hour type environment. Guests can come in, and I liked what you said earlier about showcasing what you can do. Because when we work with these vendors, we talk to them about this is an opportunity to showcase what you do, what you're most proud of. That you're maybe seeing people who have never been in your restaurant or your bakery or your winery. So, showcase like something that you're really proud of. That's going to make people more intrigued about your business. But you'll come in. We have, live music from Michelle Conaboy McGrath and Stephen Murphy. They're a lot of fun.
They're
fabulous.
We've worked
with them before.
Yeah.
They're great. We'll have a lot of raffle baskets. We have some great raffle baskets. One of them is a trip from AAA North Penn. A round trip bus trip to go see Mary Poppins on Aww. Broadway. So how exciting is that? A lot of really fun ones. A lot of downtown businesses who are donating baskets. And I should say our basket raffle sponsor and one of our gold sponsors is Knowles Insurance downtown. They're a great partner of ours. you know, they take care of all of our insurance needs, and they're a great partner. And they're also a partner for our farmers market and a sponsor of that, our Southside Farmers Market. And so they're our basket raffle sponsors. So we're going to have some amazing basket raffles. We're going to have door prizes. And this year, something different. We have Jeremy Lewan from WNEP. He's going to open the event. I won't say what he's going to do. It's going to be a surprise, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And he'll raffle off some of the baskets, mix and mingle with the guests, enjoy the event. I think it'll be really fun to have him there.
Chrissy, he's an absolute gem of a man. Not this past summer, the summer before, he was with his mom, who was a delight as well. And they were at the flower show at NAOG. And he came over to, I was helping a friend of mine, so I was there helping sell his stuff. And Jeremy came over and we started to talk. He is one of the kindest, sweetest, most gentle men. He's a doll. His mother is just like him, so you know where he was. He was so well raised, clearly you could tell. His whole way of being, you can even when he does the weather, he's just a delight. I love him. I think it's great. I'm sure you know him, but just everything about him is so centered in kindness, and that we all need that. And that oh my God, I just love him. So you heard me when I looked at him, like, oh, Jeremy, I love him. He's great.
Yep.
So it's going to be, that sounds like such a nice day, Chris, because people need to know a nice beginning to the end of the day. Come in, feed starts at 5. You can get it there till 7:30. It is that happy hour feeling because you can mingle. There's no direct program, so to speak. You walk in and you mill around and see things and try things and just be part of what our community does best. And that's the ability to have different type of foods and drinks, and we do that well here. So I think it's a great idea. And also, Chrissy, the fact that you guys are in this brand new building, this beautiful old bank, which is the old Southside Bank and People's Security Bank most recently, it's now up and running and you guys are functioning, and down the road you'll have your coffee shop ready to go. So it's that sense of community, Chrissy, that UNC has and portrays and puts forth. Talk a little bit too, if you would, about what, so people know exactly what UNC does for our community, Chris.
Yeah, so we're a large social service agency, as you know, Lori, because you helped us, you know, plan out our 100th year celebration. We've been around now for 102 years. You know, we started 1923, and we've continued to evolve as the community has evolved. So from, you know, we're based in that community center. There were settlement houses back in the day, community centers. And we do everything from a food pantry and eviction prevention, all of those, clothing pantry, housing assistance, all of those critical needs for people in our community that are, you know, really have the most critical needs to keep them housed and fed and things like that. But we also run child care centers. We're known for our older adult centers that we work so much with, department area on aging, Lackawanna County. We have great centers. We have youth arts programming. We do adult education and workforce development. Right now we have a great partnership with Johnson College, and we see so many people through our adult education program, helping them learn English. We have community revitalization programs. We're doing a revitalization project right now in Pinebrook. And we also have, our housing. So, you know, we build affordable housing. We just built Bucktown Center up in Dunmore, in the Dunmore Corners. And we've already got, you know, 40 apartments fully rented with happy seniors that love to be at the Dunmore Corners. And with my background in revitalization, that makes me so happy because I think that's such a great quality of life and place to live for older adults who can walk right down the street and, you know, enjoy all of the great businesses there. So we do a lot of different things in the community. I feel like people know us maybe for the one thing that they might have worked with us on, but we do, you know, so much more. We do, Camp UNC, Project Hope, up in Tunkhannock that, you know, was formerly camps, the grounds of Camp St. Andrew. And so, you know, we do that in the summer. We do, you know, we do a lot of different work. We have our two farmers markets. So, and with the farmers markets, bringing it back to, you know, the frolic, it's just a great fit for us because we work with a lot of restaurants, businesses, farms for our farmers markets all the time. So, you know,
right.
This is just, you know, a natural way to incorporate some of those businesses. They're not all farmers market vendors. I mean, some of them, like Tallarico Tropical Winery, are at our farmers markets all the time. But then we also have, you know, we have, well, can I tell you what I'm really excited about? Like, so
sure.
I'm excited about everything. But two new restaurants that we've been able to add now that we're adding more savory. One is Atera 519 from downtown. So everybody wants
Great.
To try that. So this is your chance to try it.
Here you
go. Met with the head chef there, Gabe Wilkins, and he's so on board, so excited. He's going to be, they're also going to be doing something for Feed a Friend, but I'll save that for another conversation. But they're so on board. You're going to get to try both a dessert from them and also their meatballs, which they are unlike any other meatballs.
Yep.
Yes, meatballs. Yep. And also the peanut bar up in Carbondale. They're an amazing restaurant and bar and business as well. And the owners up there, the Morans, they do amazing food as well. And they're doing, one of the things that they're doing is a butternut squash gnocchi. So super excited
good.
About that. So like on top of all the chocolate and the wine and the beer, you're going to have some really, really great savory items to try.
And that's what you just said, as I said earlier. This gives you opportunity to come in and see what our area does best at, without committing to going to one place and committing, okay, we're going to spend our couple hours there. You can go to this and taste all of these, have tastings of everything. The cost is $50. It all benefits UNC and all of the work that Chrissy just explained that gets done there. I will tell you, stop by that building, check it out. When you walk in, it's open to the public to sit, to have meetings, to come in when bring your own coffee. When coffee's there, the coffee shop is there. Everything is convenient to making the community feel welcome and to bring in. And also, if you are so interested and you're hearing this and you're looking for a place to rent from a retail standpoint, Bucktown, as Chrissy mentioned, also has some retail stores on the bottom that are available now and they're renting. So if that's something you want to do, you can contact them as well for that, because that's very important that that's filled and run to capacity, because it's a great building and just the work that's done there. When I go by, I think, oh my God, from where it was to what this looks like now, it's amazing. So Chris, I think the best way they can get their ticket to know about this is to go online, which is www.uncnepa.org, or what's the number they can call if they'd like to call?
Or they can call me directly at area code 272-228-1371. They can call me there.
And we'll put that
directly.
Up.
Thank you. And they can order the tickets over the phone, or they can even purchase by check. We have a lot of people who would just prefer to send in a check and we send them the tickets, and that's fine, or put them on the list and we communicate over the phone, and that's great as well. Saves on some fees. So it can be done that way as well. But they can call me or, you know, just go right on the website and get
yourself. And anything else we missed that you need to throw in before we end?
I think we covered most of it, but we're just we're hoping to get, you know, some people out. Like, it's a great, you're definitely going to get your $50 worth of amazing food. Maybe you'll win a prize, get to have a great time. And, we have a lot of great things planned there. We're really excited, and we hope everyone will come out. And, you know, we're just really thankful for the support we've gotten, and, you know, thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, my God. Anytime. Come back so we can talk about Feed a Friend, because that'll be coming up in November. So we're happy to have you back. Anything you need from us, Julie and I are always willing to help our friends at UNC. I love the work you do. I love the people there. It is a great organization, and it's one that's a role model for me, that if everybody could look at the type of people from the leadership, the top on down, it is a beautifully run organization that gets terrific support from our government, our local, our federal government, everyone, because they realize that this work is so important to be done and mm-hmm. to be had, and we need it here, and you do wonderful work, and I love all of you, and thank you. And again, www.uncnepa.org, or Chrissy will put the phone number up. Julie will put it all up, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. Good luck with this 17th annual, The Frolic, and you can have anything from beer to wine to coffee to chocolate to savory. It's all there under one roof at the Hilton. So, Chrissy, thank you, honey. Thank you for being part
thank
of
you.
This.
And
keep up your great work. You're a doll, and my love to everybody there, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All righty. And we will be taking our leave of you. We hope you have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy your family. Enjoy this community. Go on down to La Festa or anywhere else you have to go. Enjoy. And we will see you next week. We so thank you for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.